USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says school districts that are hesitant to reopen for in-person classes in the fall over concerns regarding the coronavirus pandemic are making a terrible decision.
I would tell parents and teachers that you should find yourself a new person, whoever's in charge of that decision, because it's a terrible decision. Because children and parents are dying from that trauma, too. They're dying because they can't do what they're doing.
The president continues telling CBS News,
mothers can't go to work because all of a sudden they have to stay home and watch their child, and fathers. But I also say a decision like that is politics.
Former Jeffrey Epstein girlfriend and associate Ghislaine Maxwell pleaded not guilty to charges of recruiting teenage girls for Epstein, Maxwell being held without bond until her trial in 2021. This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.